Our research team has found a perfect solution to solve any man's ED problem, erectile dysfunction. Even the word is a bummer. And those pharmacy pills are expensive. But when you call our special toll-free number, you can always buy 40 to 50 pills for around $2 each. At your pharmacy, you could spend up to $65 for just one pill. Our price is around $2. And our formula works virtually the same as the expensive pills. We even deliver them to your door in a confidential package so you don't have to go anywhere. Just pick up the phone and order 40 to 50 highly effective ED pills for around $2 each. It's a no-brainer. You'll save hundreds of dollars and you'll have our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call now to order 40 to 50 ED pills with no prescription for around $2 each.
Call Steelman now at 800-510-5876. 800-510-5876. That's 800-510-5876.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code Todd for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emax Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emax Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emax Tactical online and use code Todd for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emaxtactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Solti and its most enthusiastic customer. Solti is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Solti's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89 and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old and I am in excellent health. Please go to Solti.com and use the code Todd to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Solti.com.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk Protein Powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. Call the Hotel Wiz right now. 800-507-3777.
Are your investments aligned with your values today? Find out with 48 Financial's free investment analysis. They specialize in biblically responsible investing, screening out companies that do not align with your faith and values. Plus, they do the heavy lifting so you can focus on your purpose. Visit 48financial.com/Todd to take advantage of this free offer. 48 Financial, because your money should reflect your values.
Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
I knew homeschooling was right for my family, but I felt overwhelmed. Then I found homeschoolsafari.com. They offer everything I needed: community, resources, education, and fun for kids. Now I have a partner in my kids' education. Homeschoolsafari.com showed me how exciting learning can be and how much stronger our family could grow for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code Todd.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Attention, you're listening to The Todd Huff Show, America's home for conservative, not bitter talk and education. Be advised, the content of this program has been documented to prevent and even cure liberalism, and listening may cause you to lean to the right. And now, coming to you from the Full Suite Wealth Studios, here's your conservative but not bitter host, Todd Huff.
It's Friday, my friends, and it's a pleasure to be here with you. You know the email address. If you have thoughts, questions, feedback, always, of course, include that adoration and praise, todd@toddhuffshow.com. I'm kidding, but just a little bit. todd@toddhuffshow.com is the email, or 317-210-2830. Is where you can text us. I want to get into a couple of things here today. Number one, I want to get into this town hall that was hosted at CNN, hosted by Caitlin Collins. Yes, that Caitlin Collins, and she had a couple of guests: Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, AOC, and Bernie Sanders. They were both on there. Having this town hall meeting, I want to talk about a couple of things about that, my friends. We'll get to that here, of course, in just a bit. Also, you may have seen some headlines, some reports of some messages that were being exchanged by young Republican Party leaders, I guess. We'll get into that, talk about that time permitting. You may have also seen that John Bolton has been indicted by a grand jury. I think it's 18 charges. I think it's 18. 18 charges of mishandling classified information. So we've got that out there. That's what's in the stack of stuff. I'll do my level best to get to all of this today. And by the way, something else we do, and you know this if you've listened to the program for any length of time. We also produce a daily Todd Talk, and we produce a daily newsletter. Both of those are free. The Todd Talks can be, you can listen to those on our website, or you'll also get those if you sign up for the free email newsletter, which you can get at toddhuffshow.com/truth. By the way, I should mention, if you're a subscriber to our newsletter by tonight, today is Friday, October 17th, 2025, in case you're listening to this in the future, but by 11:59 p.m. tonight, if you're a subscriber to our newsletter, the free version of what we currently call the Daily Truth, but we're going to be rebranding that here in short order. If you're a subscriber, you're going to be put into a drawing that's going to happen next week for Eric Trump's book, Under Siege. I've got a copy here, and we're going to give that to one of our lucky newsletter subscribers again. All you have to do is sign up at toddhuffshow.com/truth. Totally free, totally worth it, and you'll be entered into for your chance to win a book from Eric Trump, Under Siege, my friends. All right, that's where we're headed today. I hope you're having a great day on this Friday. I got a mess here of my papers, Oz. But friends, if you're curious about Kratom, I mentioned this yesterday. I'm going to remind you again for next week. Or if you just want honest answers before you try anything, you're invited to the weekly tea talk from Christopher's Organic Botanicals. It happens every Thursday night, 7 p.m. Eastern. No pressure, no sales pitch, just real conversation with real people who want to help you understand Kratom, what it is, how it's used, and how to stay safe. and of course, what to avoid. Christopher's Organic Botanicals believes education should come first. That's what sets them apart. For folks, there's a lot of bad, what's called kratom, but it's because of some bad actors and some synthetic junk. And Christopher is here to help you with that. If you've got questions about relief, dosage, safety, sourcing, that's the place to ask. They've built a community that's focused on truth and not hype. Join the conversation every Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And for more information on how you do that, go to Christopher's Organic Botanicals.com. Christopher's Organic Botanicals.com. Truth, tradition, transparency. All right, friends. That being said, let's hit the ground running here today. There was a town hall event at CNN, on CNN yesterday, moderated by Caitlin Collins, as I had mentioned. The event was, I think it was technically on the government shutdown, but they, of course, talked about several things. It was located in New York City, where Oz visited last week, as you well know, her first time to the Big Apple. It had guests on there, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Democrat representative, of course, from New York, and Bernie Sanders, who's an independent, except every time a presidential election cycle comes around and he wants to run for president, he becomes a Democrat so he can get their nomination. But he's technically an independent who caucuses with Democrats in the state of Vermont. The context of course, the town hall was that we were at the time on day 16. We're now on day 17 of the Schumer shutdown. Day one, of course, was October 1st of a couple of weeks ago here. And the Senate has failed multiple times. I believe it's 10 times they failed to reach the 60-vote threshold to reopen the government. So again, that's the filibuster. The filibuster is different. It's unique to the Senate. And it requires 3/5 supermajority for there to be for the bill to be able to be called for a final vote. They've gotten close a couple of times, but they've never gotten there. They've been in the mid-50s. I think this last vote, this says was 51-45. I don't know if that's right. I've seen 55-45, but that could have been the case. Who knows? But they've not gotten there yet is the bottom line. And the day before the town hall, Trump signed off on an executive order that ensured the military pay would continue during the shutdown. This, of course, has caused more problems, and heck, I think I saw that there's a lawsuit. The Democrats are suing over this. Anyway, so that's kind of the context around this town hall. Of course, the larger context is that we have a nation that is at a political, cultural crossroads, a crossroads of worldview. And actually, it's not a crossroads. It's a crossroads of which direction we're going to go. These worldviews don't come within a country mile of one another on one side. And listen, I understand that there's exceptions to all of this, but in general, on one side, you have people who love this country as founded, who believe in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence. You have people who believe in liberty, prosperity. You have people who believe in free markets. You have people who believe in basically as small of government as possible, limited government, maximum individual liberty. You have those folks. That's where I fall. By the way, that's where I fall here on the continuum. And it is not where the other side falls. The other side falls on the side that says we believe in big government. We believe in a government that basically takes care of all of your needs. We believe in, I'm saying from their perspective. I don't even want at this to have a soundbite that's got a clip of me saying, I believe or we believe in socialism. I'm saying that's what they believe in. They believe in socialism. They believe from each according to his ability, to each according to his need, which of course, if you've read Marx, you will recognize that line. You have folks who believe the government should exist to solve all of the problems that we have this side of heaven. They believe that government can achieve an absolute utopia. They believe that government is the answer for everything, which is crazy to me because I think people, you hold the answers to your, not to say you don't ever need help. I don't mean this in some arrogant, self-righteous, you are God sort of thing. That's not at all what I'm saying. In fact, I will tell you point blank that we all are in need of a savior. None of us can ultimately save ourselves, especially when it comes to the issue of the consequences of our sin. What I am saying is that nobody cares more about your problems than you. And that's kind of the starting point here. We have to have a situation where, you know, the pain can cause us, the pain, the discomfort, the things that aren't going well, that becomes a motivation for us to seek what is best and begin to try to solve the problem. It doesn't mean that we have all the answers ourselves. It means that we have a motivation to go out and to seek the answers, to find the people who can help direct us or give us the sorts of things that we need and so forth. But the government says, you don't worry about that. They care more. They're smarter. That's the lovers of big government. They've never met a problem that they don't think they have an answer to. Of course, every time that they try, every single time that they try, they fail incredibly miserably because that's just not the way that it works. It doesn't work that someone else is more responsible for your problems, for solving the problems you deal with than you are. That's just the case. It's a case for me. It's a case for you. It's a case for every person. Again, it doesn't mean that we have the power and the ability in and of ourselves to solve these things. It means that we're the ones that are navigating that ship. We're the ones that are making those individual choices. And that matters tremendously, my friends. That matters tremendously. So, but the left, not only do their solutions never work, they always blame somebody else. They always say, well, we didn't have enough money for this. We didn't have enough time for this. In the case of the lovers of communism, they'll tell you that they didn't have the right leader. That was the problem. The leader was the problem. They didn't have the benevolent dictator rise up who put all of his or her self-interest aside and just governed benevolently. Of course, this is crazy thinking because this violates human nature. This is not the way that we were expected or designed to live this side of heaven, but people pursue this. And I would say Bernie Sanders and AOC are pushing us in that direction. You can argue and quibble about how far in that direction they want to push us, but my friends, they definitely are not people who are interested in reducing the size and scope, responsibility, cost of our federal government. So we, of course, have this shutdown, and it's a blame game now. It's a blame game. And I don't mind that it's a blame game. I don't mind at all that it's a blame game because I think it's undeniable that there are people that are responsible for this. Now, I've said before, and I stand by this, by the way, I think the average person is somewhat immune from caring too much about a government shutdown. I think the average person is maybe just exhausted with this, maybe is preoccupied with everything else going on, has maybe awakened to the fact that this has been weaponized against the American people before, that it's been used as a tool to not ever actually reduce the size and scope of government, the things that actually need to happen. I think the average American is impacted by this less and less each time it's tried. And by the way, we're on day 17 of the shutdown, day 17, and you ask yourself, like, there are times that I have to pause and think, oh, the government's shut down. Now, let me say, for those of you, there are people who are impacted directly by this. There are people who are impacted directly by this, and that is not the situation for them. But it's a smaller percentage, and that doesn't matter. What I'm saying here is that the average person is realizing that all the stuff that we're spending to have our government do, we kind of don't need them to do it. A lot of those things anyway. Now, there is a group, a subset of people who are impacted tremendously by this. Of course, CNN has some of these people on as people who are asking questions at their town hall, people who have been furloughed, people who are maybe small business owners who might, you know, be looking to, I don't know, access SBA loans or maybe do business with a government entity. Maybe they're waiting on a check. Of course, those are people waiting on a check from a government entity. Those are people that could legitimately, they're experiencing pain right now. Let me say this. As a small business entrepreneur, I understand what it's like to be on the edge, the cutting edge. I know that some of the pain that I felt as an entrepreneur, a lot of folks don't feel that pain until much later. There were things that we felt during certain changes in the economy or during COVID that other people may not have felt. While I don't necessarily care if people really want to understand the difficulties of being an entrepreneur and so forth, if they're not interested, it's their business. But I will say that a lot of people who were insulated didn't really care how it impacted people if it wasn't them. And that's a shame. That's not the way that it should be. We should think about this and understand, look, the government needs to shrink in size and scope. There are real things that need to be cut. There are real people that are impacted by these cuts. I'm aware of all these things. I'm a human being. I understand what I think is in the best interest of liberty, what's in the best interest of this nation. Reducing the size and scope of government is at the top of that list. And so these, I also realize that in the day-to-day sort of life, the average American is coming to realize that this government is not what the left tells us it is. We don't need our government to manage our lives nearly anywhere remotely as close as these leftists would tell you. And so they've got this setting of the town hall where they have people asking questions, and they've got these couple of lunatics up there providing what they tell you are answers. And I want to play a couple of these things, and I also want to talk about them briefly as well. AOC in this first clip slams GOP lawmakers for refusing to negotiate to end the shutdown. This is rich. This is ironic. It takes a special type of individual to buy this garbage that she's about to spew here, but we're going to talk about it. And we'll get to that, my friends, here in just a moment. Friends, when your financial world starts getting a little more complicated, you need more than one-size-fits-all advice. That's where Full Suite Wealth shines. Their team specializes in working with families and individuals at your level, offering personalized guidance that goes far beyond the basics, from private equity and private credit to options strategies and coordinated legal planning. Full Suite Wealth helps you see the big picture, make confident decisions about your legacy. It's all about having a dedicated team to guide you each and every step of the way so you can focus on what matters most, your family, your goals, your future. If you want real confidence in your financial life, if this describes where you are, the level you're at, if you need a little bit more than what you've gotten up until this point to help build your legacy, check out FullSuiteWealth.com. Jason and his team will take good care of you over at FullSuiteWealth.com. Build your legacy. Secure your future with Full Suite Wealth. All right. That being said, let's get here to the clip. AOC sitting down here. Bernie's here as well. I don't know if Bernie chimes in on this one. I have two clips. I think he might on this one. But they're sitting with Caitlin Collins being asked questions about just this political climate, right? And again, if you want to have the full context, I've given you a little bit. But on top of this, remember the other thing that's happening here is that the Democrat Party is in absolute disarray. Earlier this year, it was predicted by the probability markets, Kalshi and so forth, that the Democrats had an 83% chance of winning the House of Representatives in the midterms, which are about a year away. Now the projections, we talked about this yesterday, are that those odds have decreased by 20%. So now they have a 63% chance. They have no leadership. They have no message. They have Zoran Mondami, who's out there, who's, I think, going to ultimately hurt the cause of these leftists. The average Democrat in flyover country. But these the liberals are in a mess. The Democrat Party is in a mess. The radical left is in a mess. They're looking for some sort of traction, give people some sort of reason and hope to vote for their party again. The generic ballot numbers we talked about yesterday are nowhere near where they were this time in Trump's presidency, the first term in October of 2017. They're hurting. They're hurting here. They're looking for something. They think that they can cause enough pain and just havoc with this shutdown to give themselves some reason, some argument, some narrative leading us into the 2026 midterm. So that's a little bit about the context. AOC is, of course, they're talking here about the shutdown and who to blame. And I just want you to listen to this, and we're going to talk about this. I'm going to do my best to be quiet through as much of this as I can, but I'm going to tell you it's going to be impossible for me to sit there silently the whole time. That being said, here's AOC.
Do you think by Thanksgiving the government could still be shut down?
I mean, I would certainly hope not. I would certainly hope not.
My hope is
that we're able to resolve this as quickly as possible. Mm-hmm. I'm ready to negotiate. Bernie's ready to negotiate. I mean, we are all open and ready to.
Is anyone actually negotiating right
no,
now?
No, but let me reiterate one point.
Scream at us,
Republicans aren't in town. How do you negotiate with people who refuse even to show up to do their job? They're on vacation for what, a month or so?
Yes. House Republicans have been on vacation for
But the Republican senators are here, and House Speaker Mike Johnson, we've had him on. He said, we've done our job. We passed the clean CR in the House. It's now up to the Senate to make these negotiations.
They need to pick up a phone, Caitlin. They need to pick up a phone. They're saying that they're doing all this work. They are twiddling their thumbs and talking to each other. They
this is so disingenuous.
It is actually an unconscionable abdication and refusal to work. They refuse. I've never seen people who hate working so much in my life. I mean, genuinely, they won't
serious?
Even pick up the phone. They won't. If I were Mike Johnson, you should be in that office negotiating with Hakeem Jeffries every damn day until we reopen this government. And any day that you don't do that is a failure. It is a failure. And until there is accountability for people who refuse to work.
Pure clown show.
To
here.
Work. Then we're going to continue to be in this cycle.
Yeah. Okay. So she said, I don't have the quote exactly, but she said it's an abdication. An abdication for the Republicans to not try to negotiate and to fix this. Friends, I've thought a little bit about this, and I've got an analogy. It's a simple analogy, and with most analogies, it may not be perfect, but there's something here that I would say is accurate and true. And I try to think about in terms that, if someone on the left tunes in and is listening to this program, I want it to be in terms that, you know, isn't just abstract. And so I was thinking, it's kind of like, you know, Republicans have said, all they've said is, let's continue the funding as it was on September 30th. Let's continue that on October 1st. And then we can negotiate a longer spending package within the next 6 or 7 weeks, whatever that time frame was. And Democrats said no. That's the bottom line. No matter how you shape this or try to argue this, that's what's happened here. And it's absolutely disingenuous for her to say the Republicans are not negotiating. Well, the reason they're not negotiating is because you've shut the government down. Open the government back just as it was. Let everything get back to working as it should, and then you can negotiate. It's very simple, AOC. It's not complicated, but it would be similar, in my opinion, if you were a tenant and you were renting a house or an apartment, and let's say you fell behind on your payments, and the owner of the property came to you and said, I'm going to evict you. And you said, listen, okay, we need to work this out, but here's what I'm going to do. I can resume payments right now, and then we can negotiate how to fix whatever else we've got to deal with, what the lease can look like moving forward, how I get you back pay. And then it would be like, in this case, the Democrats say, absolutely not. Evict me first. Evict me first, and then I'll negotiate. But see, that just doesn't make any sense. This is disingenuous. This is political theater. This is the sort of thing that only appeals to people who are either completely to the left or just I guess, averse to truth. But I've got to take a break, my friend. Sit tight. A little bit long, this segment. Back in just a minute.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code TODD for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek, explore, taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
Are your investments aligned with your values today? Find out with 48 Financial's free investment analysis. They specialize in biblically responsible investing, screening out companies that do not align with your faith and values. Plus, they do the heavy lifting so you can focus on your purpose. Visit 48financial.com/Todd to take advantage of this free offer. 48 Financial, because your money should reflect your values.
Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Our research team has found a perfect solution to solve any man's ED problem, erectile dysfunction. Even the word is a bummer. And those pharmacy pills are expensive. But when you call our special toll-free number, you can always buy 40 to 50 pills for around $2 each. At your pharmacy, you could spend up to $65 for just one pill. Our price is around $2. And our formula works virtually the same as the expensive pills. We even deliver them to your door in a confidential package so you don't have to go anywhere. Just pick up the phone and order 40 to 50 highly effective ED pills for around $2 each. It's a no-brainer. You'll save hundreds of dollars and you'll have our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call now to order 40 to 50 ED pills with no prescription for around $2 each.
Call Steelman now at 800-510-5876. 800-510-5876. That's 800-510-5876.
Hi, I'm Shannon Ballman-Tice, owner of Payroll Restoration. I help businesses fix broken payroll. You might have heard the IRS stopped sending notices when COVID hit, but that doesn't mean they forgot about you. There are now thousands of businesses waking up to IRS letters about payroll inconsistencies going back as far as 2020. If you've received one of these notices, I can help. You can find me at payrollrestoration.com. Book a call today.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emax Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emax Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emax Tactical online and use code Todd for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emaxtactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89 and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code Todd to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
The world feels darker every day. Schools are failing our kids, teaching fear instead of preparing them for life. Many can't even read or do math. I knew I couldn't trust others to instill my values. My wife and I chose to homeschool, and homeschoolsafari.com made it possible. With resources for parents and kids, it's all there for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code Todd.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. That's old news. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, you now have tons of options. Save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect. We scan your location and offer you the best TV and internet options. options. And we always have specials and promotions. So when you call, ask about that. Take 5 minutes of your time. Make this free call now and learn how to save money and get better internet and TV for your home anywhere in the U.S. Make this simple and free call now.
800-697-0433. 800-697-0433. 800-697-0433. That's 800-697-0433.
Welcome back, my friends. You can actually make that analogy about a lot of things, right? If you're trying to negotiate a raise at your company, and you say, well, let's continue working at this current rate I'm being paid. This might even be a better analogy. I'll continue working at the rate I'm being paid, but I would really like to negotiate a higher salary. You don't demand that you get fired and then negotiate a higher wage. I mean, I know sometimes that in extreme labor negotiations, this is what unions will do when they go on strike. It's considered to be a very dramatic attempt to put pressure on negotiations. And that's what the left's saying here. They're saying, look, in order to get these things really addressed, we've got to turn up the heat. So, okay. I can accept that that's your conclusion. But don't tell us that you're not responsible for the shutdown. You are. This is undeniable. Friends, I said, we shared a couple of days ago on one of our episodes, one of the Toddcasts, that this is a, even the media is realizing that the Democrat Party has caused this shutdown. It's incredibly simple. If they want to negotiate, if AOC is serious about negotiating, she will pass a continuing resolution, which they have in the House, so I guess it doesn't apply to AOC. But Bernie Sanders is in the Senate. Bernie Sanders can vote for a continuing resolution. It's very easy to do. And then you can begin negotiations. It's so disingenuous. Listen, I don't know. I think as social media has become obviously the powerhouse that it is, I think many people are aware of things that maybe they weren't aware of in previous generations. You know, people understand social media. In fact, now I say people do, but some people still fall for the trap. They follow these influencers. I can tell you, I follow no influencer. I don't consider myself. By the way, I don't consider myself an influencer. Our audience is here on podcast and radio. We haven't invested a whole lot in social media just because of. I mean, we will, and we've done a lot, but not. That's not where we've gotten most of our connections and listeners are on podcast and radio and that sort of thing. But people understand, a lot of people understand anyway, that the people who are these influencers put forward a side of themselves that they want you to see. They want you to see, oh, look how successful, look how happy, this product makes me over the moon. I mean, I just got it all together, hashtag happy life or whatever it is out there, right? And I know that there's an appeal to people. The grass is always greener, but let me tell you, for those who are uncertain, that's not reality. I'm not saying there's not moments that things aren't picturesque and perfect and wonderful, but we all have those moments. And to try to look at someone else's life and think, wow, I wish I could be that person. It's such a waste of effort, and it's a effort in futility. Be so much better off trying to think of ways that I can personally make my own life better instead of just dreaming and trying to live vicariously through people who far too often are just creating an image that they want to produce out there. But I think there's more people now that are aware of this. They understand that we're being sold a bill of goods. In fact, I would say that some people have become so aware of this that they don't believe anything that is ever said from a politician. And that's why you'll hear me occasionally say on this program, we give these folks too much credit. While this was designed to be a performance, while this this town hall was designed to be something that was highly produced and very well orchestrated and talked about behind the scenes. In fact, if you look there, Bernie in that previous clip said something about, kind of gave a wink and a nod to AOC. You know, one of our bullet points is that Republicans don't want to work. They don't want to do their job. Wink, wink. Remember AOC? Republicans don't want to do their job. You got to put that in your answer so that this can go viral and we can have this out there on social media and people can share this. And it sounds good because it's at a superficial level. We don't actually have to go into the details. There's just a clip of you saying Republicans don't want to work. Mike Johnson's on vacation. When in reality, the Democrats don't want the government opened. If they did, it would be opened. That's the bottom line. No matter how you cut this, Senate Democrats have prevented this. And there's disingenuous objections out there. I've heard people say Republicans control the House, Republicans control the Senate, Republicans control the presidency, but yet they don't want to take responsibility for keeping the government open. That's because of the filibuster. They by very definition, they have a need for at least seven Democrats to vote with them in the Senate on this, because they only have 53 Republicans and they need to get to 60 votes. And Rand Paul is not voting with them a lot of times, maybe all the time, on this particular measure and way to, you know, get this problem resolved. So there might need to be eight Democrats. So it's just disingenuous. This isn't real. This is designed to be deceptive. And I want to hammer that point home here today. So AOC, remember, I'm not saying to be a forgiving person. All have sinned, the Bible says, and falls short of the glory of God. We're to be a graceful people. We should seek to forgive, but we should also learn what we're dealing with, right? Forgiveness really gives up my claim to get even with somebody. And I can say, I forgive you. I'm not trying to get back at that, but I also have understood that you're the type of leader, AOC, who's involved in pure sophistry. You're the type of leader, AOC, who's involved, whose biggest interest seems to be in political performance. And that's what this is. I go back in my memory bank, and some people who haven't followed politics for long don't even know this, but several years ago, AOC traveled to the southern border. She did a photo shoot where she was pretending to cry. She had all white on out there in the desert, pretending that she was standing outside of cages where Trump had put children, of course, separated from their families, who undoubtedly were in another cage. And she was pretending to cry. It was staged. There weren't any such cages. She wasn't standing outside of any such cages. There was a detention facility back on the hill that was way... She wasn't anywhere close to that facility. She was outside the fence. There's dramatic pictures of her, like, gazing off into the distance, trying to look sad, trying to convey or emote a certain feeling from those who see that, to say, wow, she cares. She's trying to save these children from the harms inflicted upon them by Donald J. Trump. The only problem was, it's all fake, 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 fake. That's the problem here. She is disingenuous. I don't believe a word that she says. This is orchestrated. You know how she came? You know how she became a candidate for U.S. Congress? There was, and I forget the name of the group. I can maybe find this during the break, or maybe Oz can. Oz, see if you can Google. Oz is not paying attention here. See if you can find the group that put out a casting call for AOC's, that AOC's brother responded to. AOC's brother responded to a casting call. So think about this. You had a Democrat, a leftist group, who said, we're trying to find people that we think we can get elected to Congress. Doesn't matter what you think, anything. We're just looking for someone who can play the role. It's literally a casting call. It's like you're producing a play or a movie, and you're looking for actors and actresses that you think could fit the part, that you could put into the role. And her brother responded, what's it called? It's Justice Democrats, right? And her brother responded to the ad, and she was selected, and then she ran, and then she won. And now we have this today. She is more actor than she is congresswoman. Hear me say this. She is more actor than she is congresswoman. Now, unfortunately, by being a fully fledged congresswoman, she has a vote that's equal to the other 434 people in the House of Representatives. And she should have it as an elected member. But I'm saying she is someone who's interested in what the outside looks like more and what stands or what's within the idea, the what's on the inside. It's all about how she can make it look. This whole thing was orchestrated. This whole thing was, I think, just silliness. Now, I've got another clip here that I'm not going to have time to play in this particular segment, my friends, because we're getting to the end of the segment. In fact, as we get to the end, let me talk about something that's important to you. That's your money. You've worked for your money, but is it working hard for what you believe in? At 48 Financial, they specialize in biblically responsible investing. That means they screen out companies that do not align with your faith, with your values, and they'll help create a plan for you that fits your goals and your purpose. The best part is that they'll show you how your current investments align, stack up against your values. Do they align really well? Do they align a little bit? Do they align not at all? 48 Financial can help you, my friends, figure that out and see for yourself. And then you can do with that information what you will. You do not have to invest in companies that are pushing a radical left agenda, that are funding these sorts of politicians like AOC. You don't have to do that, my friends. There are other solutions. 48 Financial can help you do that. The first step is to figure out, first and foremost, how your investments are currently stacking up against your values. Go to 48financial.com/Todd for the assessment. Again, 48financial.com/Todd. 48 Financial helping you align your money with your mission. I've got to go, my friends. Quick timeout, back here in just a minute.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code Todd to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
The world feels darker every day. Schools are failing our kids, teaching fear instead of preparing them for life. Many can't even read or do math. I knew I couldn't trust others to instill my values. My wife and I chose to homeschool, and homeschoolsafari.com made it possible. With resources for parents and kids, it's all there for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code Todd.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emacs Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emacs Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emacs Tactical online and use code Todd for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emacstactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
Let me tell you about my brother. He owns a mechanic shop, and he's been receiving all these notices from the IRS about missing payroll forms going back to 2021, ones I know he sent in. Luckily, I'm a payroll restoration specialist, and I'm helping him figure out what's missing and make things right with the IRS so he doesn't have to stress about it. If you find yourself in the same boat as my brother, then let me help fix the problem for you. Find a link to book a call at payrollrestoration.com.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code Todd for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek, explore, taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk protein powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Welcome back, my friends. Final segment of the week. Couple things I've got to confess here off the top of this segment. Number one, I can't get to everything that I plan to get to. In fact, as I was thinking here during the break, my thought is I can at least touch on some of what I was planning to talk about in the newsletter today, which again, if you sign up for today by 11:59 p.m., October 17th, 2025, you will be entered into a drawing for Eric Trump's book. I'm going to send out one of those to one of our subscribers. Eric Trump's book called Under Siege, but you have to be a subscriber by 11:59 p.m. to be in that drawing. But you can read some of the things that I was going to talk about in some shorter articles that will be in there, but I'm probably going to touch on those things in today's issue. Number one. The other thing that I want to make sure I say is, well, no, that's it. I did both of them in that bite. So there you go. All right, let's play this soundbite, another soundbite from AOC's performance during this town hall meeting. She was asked about Republicans and their success with young men. And I want you to listen to the way that AOC describes how Republicans have succeeded with young men. You talk about missing the mark. In fact, for this, I say keep talking, AOC, because if you want to not have people who don't agree with you, if you want people to see things from your perspective and follow what you're saying in your movement, this is not going to work. This isn't going to work. This isn't persuading anybody. This might be riling up the base a little bit, which tells you about where they think that they are. But this persuades nobody with any brain the way that she describes how the Republicans have appealed to men. I just want you to listen to this.
And it is clear to communicate that as an individual. Now, to the question earlier as well, when they talk about Republicans and their success online, they have been successful because they have also been very clear, especially digitally, about what they believe, that women are inferior.
Here we go.
They do not deserve equal rights. That they believe that LGBTQ Americans are subhuman.
Subhuman. Who said
that? That they believe and are circulating disgusting racial and white supremacist messaging that they are able to get away with digitally and online. And they are able to radicalize and target and exploit a generation of young boys in particular.
Unbelievable.
Away from healthy masculinity and into an insecure masculinity that requires the domination of others who are poorer,
so delusional,
browner, darker, or a different gender than them. And that is why they are resonating online, because they are appealing to the most basest and worst parts of human nature to divide us.
I just paused that. She says that Republicans are trying to appeal to young men and basically stir up hatred within them, to hate people who are poorer and darker than them. What on earth is this? This brand that she's talking about here is a made up narrative in her mind. Now, I will tell you that this is why some of these narratives, and it's why I want to talk about the messages between the young Republicans. It doesn't mean that there's not a knucklehead out there who's saying racial things. Of course, that's the case. But may I point out that you can be racist against white people as well. It's not just that white people can be racist. That's absurd. You can't even say there are some colleges they won't let you say that. Some places of employment that they won't let you say that. You can't say that someone who's a minority can be racist. Of course they can be. What in the world? What do they think these words mean? She's bumbling here about something that is completely just made up out of whole cloth. This is not... Ask yourself this. Now, I can't say that there's no Republican out there who's not done something that I would disagree with, because I certainly would not agree with everything. That's not my point, but I just think, how many things that she's saying have you heard here on my show? Zero. None of this. She continues here.
Why to divide us? So that the same people who own those platforms, people like Elon Musk, Peter Thiel, Mark Zuckerberg.
What is she talking about? Zuckerberg's
that these people can continue
now?
To get away with highway robbery in tax cuts and in order to fleece all of our pockets, cut our health care, keep our wages low so that we remain fighting amongst ourselves while they make themselves richer. And so in order for us to fight back against that, we must be clear about what we believe.
Here we go.
Have strong beliefs. And also,
what are they?
Completely unwilling to bow to that kind of division and stand in solidarity with one another, especially when it is someone whose culture is different from ours or whose background we may not entirely understand, but that we honor, love, and see as our fellow Americans.
I mean, these are the sorts of things that people stand and applaud, but it means nothing. Lots of words were being said there that are not based in reality at all. Lots of things being talked about there that are not accurate in the slightest bit, and the people are nodding in agreement. She lives in another universe, and this is, again, this is all part of the performance. It was a performance. Make no mistake about it, my friends. My time here today is done. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Thank you so much for listening. We will see you on Monday. SDG.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk protein powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
I knew homeschooling was right for my family, but I felt overwhelmed. Then I found HomeschoolSafari.com. They offer everything I needed: community, resources, education, and fun for kids. Now I have a partner in my kids' education. HomeschoolSafari.com showed me how exciting learning can be and how much stronger our family could grow for an affordable rate. Visit HomeschoolSafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code Todd.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code Todd for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
Hi, I'm Shannon Baumann-Tice, owner of PayrollRestoration.com. I fix broken payroll. A client came to me after their business partner died. That partner was the one who did all the payroll. Well, at least they were supposed to. It was discovered payroll returns hadn't been filed correctly since 2016. I've been able to take away the stress surrounding the threatening IRS and state letters. If you have payroll problems, find a link to book a call at PayrollRestoration.com.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code TODD to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emacs Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emacs Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emacs Tactical online and use code TODD for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emacstactical.com. EMACS Tactical.com.